USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind landowners about three program signups that end January 20th. One is a collaborative effort to reach forestry landowners in West Alabama, as NRCS is partnering with the U.S. Endowment for Forestry and Communities, Federation of Southern Cooperatives, and Limited Resource Landowners Educational and Assistance Network to provide assistance to forest landowners in 11 counties. They include Bullock, Choctaw, Dallas, Green, Hale, Macon, Marengo, Perry, Pickens, Sumter, and Wilcox counties. State conservationist Ben Malone said this partnership has been a success, and we believe these investments help strengthen rural communities one landowner at a time. So landowners in those counties are encouraged to apply for conservation activity plans and practices through the Forestry Initiative. The second sign-up is actually a renewal of a pilot program that targets small, underserved livestock operations in the Black Belt region. The grazing pilot, which is funded under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, targets producers in the Strike Force counties of Dallas, Wilcox, Marengo, Hale, and Perry. The pilot project is a joint effort between NRCS and the United Christian Community Association, a local community-based organization that has identified specific conservation needs for livestock producers in that area. The third sign-up is for producers interested in Alabama's Wild Pig Damage Management Program. NRCS Alabama is offering financial assistance to eligible landowners through 2017's funding under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Feral swine have been sighted in most of the 67 counties in the state and can reproduce at an alarming rate, so Alabama landowners have an opportunity to apply for financial assistance through EQIP to monitor and manage feral swine on their property. So producers interested in any of those programs should submit their applications by January 20th to ensure you are considered for this year's funding. To learn more, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.